This is not a typical port article. Manaus is not a typical port. Most ports fit a familiar pattern. You dock, you walk or take a shuttle into town, you browse, you eat, you get back on board. Manaus does not fit that pattern. Getting there is itself a significant journey, and what you encounter along the way, before the ship even docks, is worth paying attention to as much as anything in the city itself. Cruises to Manaus are typically 3 weeks long. The passenger demographic tends toward the older and more experienced traveler. People who have been to the standard Mediterranean and Caribbean ports many times and are looking for something genuinely different. For crew, this translates to a quieter, more relaxed atmosphere on board. It is one of the calmer working environments on an itinerary calendar. Getting there, two things worth watching. The Panama Canal. For anyone making this voyage, the Panama Canal transit is one of the genuine spectacles of working at sea. The canal connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans across a narrow strip of Panama, and the process of transiting it involves a series of locks, large chambers that fill with water to lift the ship from one ocean level to the other. There is approximately a 26-meter difference in elevation between the two oceans at the canal's location. And watching the ship rise through these chambers, surrounded by the lock walls on either side, is an experience that is difficult to describe adequately. Allow yourself the time to watch it, rather than treating it as background. Entering the Amazon. The mouth of the Amazon River, where the ship leaves the Atlantic and turns into the river, is approximately 60 kilometers wide at its broadest point. That figure is worth sitting with for a moment. A river mouth that is 60 kilometers across is not something most people have a frame of reference for. It is wider than the distance between many cities. Once inside the river, the ship slows considerably, and wildlife begins to appear along the banks. Caimans basking on the shores in the sun are a common sight at this speed. The Amazon River dolphin, a freshwater species that is genuinely pink, has been observed along this stretch. It is one of the stranger and more striking animals you are likely to encounter in any port on any itinerary. At certain points during the river passage, only pre-booked tour passengers are permitted ashore, specifically where the itinerary includes an excursion to communities that have limited contact with the outside world. This is a matter of respect for how those communities have chosen to live, not a restriction imposed on them. It is worth understanding the distinction. Manaus itself. Manaus is a city of over 2 million people, situated in the middle of the Amazon rainforest. Approximately 1,500 kilometers from the nearest ocean coastline. The city exists because of rubber. During the late 19th century, the Amazon rubber boom made Manaus one of the wealthiest cities in South America. Wealthy enough that its elite shipped in European architects, Italian marble, French interior furnishings, and Alsatian ceramic tiles to build an opera house in the jungle. The rubber market collapsed in the early 20th century when Southeast Asian rubber production undercut the Amazon supply, and the city's fortunes declined sharply. What remains from that era is an extraordinary architectural legacy that makes no logical sense in its surroundings, and is all the more impressive for it. Shopping in the conventional sense is not the point of Manaus. The city does not offer the retail environment of Barcelona or New York. What it offers instead is a concentrated set of experiences that are genuinely unlike anything available in any other port. Things that require a guide, a boat, or simply the willingness to walk somewhere unfamiliar. Attractions worth your time. Teatro Amazonas, Amazon Theater. The Opera House is the defining landmark of Manaus and the most visited site in the city. Built between 1884 and 1896 at the height of the rubber boom, it is an exercise in deliberate extravagance. The roofing tiles were imported from Alsace in France, the steel walls from Glasgow, the Carrara marble for the stairs and columns from Italy, and the interior furnishings from Paris in the Louis XV style. The dome is covered with 36,000 decorated ceramic tiles painted in the colors of the Brazilian flag. The ceiling of the auditorium was painted by the Italian artist Domenico De Angelis and depicts what you would see looking up at the Eiffel Tower from its base, a reference to Paris, the cultural touchstone of the rubber baron class who built the place. One detail from the original construction is particularly memorable. the driveway surrounding the theater was paved with a mixture incorporating rubber, specifically to muffle the sound of carriage wheels so that late arrivals would not disturb the performance inside. The building also features vents under alternate rows of seats, the closest thing to air conditioning available in 1896 in the Amazon. The theater is open for guided tours Tuesday through Sunday. It is also still an active performance venue, home to the Amazonas Philharmonic Orchestra and host of an annual opera festival each April and May. Luciano Pavarotti visited the theater unannounced in 1995, arriving by boat. When he eventually convinced staff of his identity, he was granted access to the hall and sang two arias on the stage. An audience of only a handful of people heard the performance. The stage he sang on had previously hosted the great tenor Enrico Caruso, whom Pavarotti had reportedly come to honor. The meeting of the waters, Encontro das Aguas. Just outside Manaus, the dark waters of the Rio Negro and the sandy-colored waters of the Rio Solimões converge to form the Amazon River proper. The two rivers flow side by side for several kilometers without mixing, a visible seam of dark and light water running through the middle of the combined current. The phenomenon is caused by differences in temperature, density, and flow speed between the two rivers. Boat tours to the meeting of the waters depart regularly from Manaus and typically take half a day. It is one of the more visually striking natural phenomena accessible from any port on any itinerary. Cayman tours. Guided boat tours into the flooded forest and creek systems around Manaus offer reliable Cayman sightings, particularly in the evening and at night when guides use spotlights to locate the animals. A good guide will often be able to approach closely enough to handle a smaller specimen briefly before returning it to the water. Combined Cayman and wildlife tours are widely available and represent one of the more memorable ways to experience the Amazon ecosystem without requiring multiple days in the jungle. MUSA, Museu da Amazônia. Located in the Adolfo Duque Forest Reserve on the edge of Manaus, MUSA is a botanical garden and scientific research space spread across approximately 100 hectares of intact Amazon rainforest. The site includes trails through the forest, orchid and bromeliad gardens, butterfly enclosures, aquariums, and a 42-meter observation tower offering views over the forest canopy. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes to reach from the city center by car. For anyone interested in the natural environment rather than the city's historical landmarks, MUSA is the more rewarding option. Adolfo Lisboa Municipal Market. Built in 1882 and modeled, at a smaller scale, on the famous La Salle Market in Paris, the municipal market is a working food market and one of the more authentic places in the city to spend an hour. Fresh fish, tropical fruits, regional produce, and Amazonian food products fill the stalls. It sits near the waterfront and is easy to combine with a walk along the port area. Palacio Rio Negro. The former private residence of a German rubber baron, later converted into the state governor's official residence and now a cultural center open to visitors. The building is one of the better preserved examples of the rubber boom era's residential architecture and offers a specific window into what that period of wealth looked like at the level of daily life. A port that stays with you. Manaus is not a port that everyone will love on first contact. It is hot, humid, and less immediately accessible than a European city with its shuttle stops and pedestrian shopping streets. The city itself has the particular character of a place that was once extraordinarily wealthy, lost almost everything, and has been building itself back up in a different direction ever since. But it is also unlike any other port on any other itinerary. The journey through the Panama Canal, the slow passage up the Amazon past sunbathing caimans and pink dolphins, the Baroque opera house standing in the middle of a jungle city. These are not things you see on a Mediterranean cruise or a Caribbean circuit. They are one of a kind, and they are worth the 3 weeks it takes to get there. An opera house in the middle of the Amazon, built by rubber barons who paved the driveway with rubber so the carriages wouldn't disturb the performance. If that is not enough of a reason to go, nothing will be.